Chronicle Books presents Courageous Discomfort, How to Have Important, Brave, Life-Changing Conversations About Race and Racism. 20 Questions About Race and Racism Answered. Written by Shantara McBride and Rosalind Wiseman. Read by the authors. To Olivia, who gave me the space to write and the perfect breaks to remind me to play, may you always remember that you are marvelous.
To Alice, who showed me the power of love and the pain of racism.
Introduction. However you got here, you're in the right place. Are you fed up with how people talk about race and racism? Are you worried when people use debates about race to prop up their own egos and political ambitions? Are you scared that race is dividing us and blinding us to our shared humanity? We are too.
Have you ever felt silenced when you've tried to share your thoughts, feelings, or questions about racism? We can help you.
I'm Shantara McBride.
And I'm Rosalind Wiseman.
We are two people who love talking about uncomfortable topics. We've been doing it in our work and in our friendship for over 20 years. We are friends. We have each other's backs. We start our phone calls without saying hello. We have arguments without saying a word. And we get frustrated with each other, including when we discuss race. Our more than 20-year bond is the inspiration for this book. In fact, it's the reason we can write this book. Because you can't co-write a book about race with a person of a different race without seriously trusting them.
This book is for people who want to have more ease in handling the uncomfortable conversations about race that we so often turn away from. But we're going to name the elephant in the room. Well, not just the elephant, the whole zoo. Many of us seriously struggle with managing our thoughts and feelings about race and racism, so much so that developing the skills to talk about them honestly and productively feels insurmountable. We worry we'll say the wrong thing. That worry is often the reason why we stumble over our words, laugh awkwardly, or stay silent when someone says something we know is wrong. It's why we make assumptions about others and then shut down when we feel like we have been misunderstood, blamed, or judged.
But we are all harmed by our inability.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?